Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Ballabha Kiribara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Kiribara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajagacharya Jashtatarasata Shishimar Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajagacharya Jashtatarasata Shishimar Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Harirashtakur Ki Pam Jiga Hoji Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radha Kun Giri Gaur Dham Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Nabadip Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuramanriti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamai Ki Yamunamai Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Ki All Glory Some Devotees Glorisome devotees, all glorisome devotees, all glory, Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam. Can't remember the name. Oh, 24, okay. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. And 18th chapter, verse 24. We're reading about Lord Brahma and what he's saying here. Brahma Vacha. We had a couple of verses, 22 and 3, now 24. 25. And till the end of the chapter. It's all Brahma Uvacha. So, Mainam Mayavinam Drittam. Nirankusham Asattamam. Akrida Balabhadeva. Yatashi vishamutitam. Mainam maya binam driptam. Nirankusham asattamam. Akrida Balabha Deva Yatashi Bishamutitam Maina Maya Binam Diptam Nirankushama Shattama Akrida Balabha Deva Yatashi Bisham Utitam. Yatashi Bisham Utitam. Mainam Maya Binam. Anyone else? All right. Ma, do not. Anum. Him. Maya binam. Skilled in conjuring tricks. Driptam. Arrogant. Nirankusham. Self-sufficient. Asat. Tamam, most wicked. Akrida, play with. Balavat, like a child. Deva, O Lord, Yata, as. Ashibisham, a serpent. Titang. Aroused. Translation. Lord Brahma continued, "My dear Lord, there's no need to play with this serpentine demon who is always very skilled in conjuring tricks and is arrogant, self-sufficient, most wicked." Oh, Lord Brahma continued, "My dear Lord, there's no need to play with this serpentine demon who is always very skilled in conjuring tricks and is arrogant, self-sufficient, and most wicked." Purport. Oh, purport. No one is unhappy when a serpent is killed. It is a practice among village boys to catch a serpent by the tail and play with it for some time, then kill it. Similarly, the Lord could have killed the demon at once, but he played with him in the same way as a child plays with a snake before killing it. Brahma requested, however, that since the demon was more wicked and undesirable than a serpent, there's no need to play with him. It was his wish that he be killed at once without delay. Bandeham Shigaro, Shiotabatakamalan, Shigarum, Vaishnavam, Shashi, Rupam, Sagarjatam, Sahagana, Raghunatham, Tam Tam, Sajivam, Saddhaitam, Sabadutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Krishna, Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna, Vedang, Sahagana, Lalita, Shivashakavitam, Shah. Hey Krishna, Karna Sindho, Dina Bando, Jagatpate, Gopesh, Gopika, Kantarat, Kantinamostute. Panchakalpataru Bhyashtra Kipa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Chandralamito Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vikrambarad Vijabarao Yuga Dharma Palo Jai Jagat Priyakaro Kurunavataro Namastri Kalasatyaya Jagannatha Sutaya Cha Sabhrityaya Sa Nakaratrayate Namaha. All right, so this verse, Mainam nayabinam dittam nirankusham asattamam akrira balavadeva yatas jivisham utitam. Lord Brahma continued, "My dear Lord, there's no need to play with this serpentine demon who is always very skilled in conjuring tricks and is arrogant, self-sufficient, and most wicked." So, Prabhupada's talking here in the purport about boys catching a serpent by a tail, play with it for some time. So most, actually, when there was a boys' ashram, I guess they were boys still, 15. There used to be a lot of watermark, and reminded me just now. Were you in the ashram? There was a kid named Garuda, for a good reason, because he used to catch snakes, just reminded me of that. And he killed a lot of snakes. I don't know if he played with them that much because they're dangerous, but he developed a certain method. And there was this muddy pond behind the ashram, and I think in total he killed at least 50 water moccasins. And I guess he used to play with them. It's not, I mean, I wouldn't do this, but Garuda was a unique kid. But I've seen videos of kids in countries, sort of in, I don't know what countries they are, but there's a business where little kids, but even girls, are catching snakes, and they don't bother them at all, like cobras, and like they put them in a bag, and they just like they, I don't know if they do that when they're like 2 years old, but they're they pick them up and they export them or they do something with these snakes. But generally speaking, snake is fearsome, and that's why Hiranyakashipu is also compared to a snake, and Sringadeva was also playing some tricks. I mean, here Brahmaji is imploring, don't play with this snake, it's scary, you know, like if we saw a boy playing with a snake, we would also probably, don't play with that snake, you know. But here it's the personality of God, and he doesn't have any problem killing the snake. The word for the snake is interesting. Ashi Bisham. Bisham is poison. So Bisham, we have our different slokas about Bishama, Bishaya, Bisha. Sotata Kainu. In the material world, everyone is drinking the poison of Maya. Bishama, Bishaya, Bisha, Sotata Kainu. This is Narottam Das song. And very nice alliteration or whatever, anuprash, I don't know what you call this ornamentation. Bishama, Bishaya, Bisha. So the Bisha word is here, means poison. Bishama means dangerous. Of course, poison is dangerous. And Vishaya means sense gratification. Generally, in the material world, Bogarti Nakuto Vidya Vidya, that's one of Chanakya shlokas, for one who is interested in enjoying Bogartina Kuto Vidya, he cannot have knowledge. That means he won't know the difference. What is Maya? What is the trick of Maya? So Narottama is saying Bishama Bishaya Satata means always. Satatam Kirtantamam, Krishna is telling that we should always chant. But Narottama is saying this material world, they're always trying to enjoy sense gratification. He's blaming himself also. We're thinking Narottam Das is the most elevated person, but he's saying that he's enjoying this sense gratification. Bishaya, in the 18th chapter of the Gita, this word is used. Vishayendriya sam bande. What is it? Yataragre mitopimam. Vishayendriya, in the end, in the beginning, what is poison? It's explained by Krishna, I think, in 30, sometime, I don't know the number of the shloka. Vishayendriya sam yogad. Parinami the second verse says, Parinami Bishamiva. Those in the mode of goodness, I think everybody wants to try to get to the mode of goodness. Tadara Jastamobhava Kamalova Chete Tarata Vidam Sattam. The second canto, we're already being told you have to come to this goodness platform. So Gita is saying like that, Vishyendra Sang Yoga. Yataragri Mitopimam. The Visha, those who are in the mode of passion, they're thinking that this Vish poison, this sense gratification, we'll enjoy it. But in the end, it's just like poison. Vishayandriya. Yataragri mitopimam. In the beginning, it's like nectar, agre. But in the end, it's poison. If you do so many things for sense gratification, just like you might be in the mode of passion, get in a fight, or do some crazy thing, and next thing you know, so people wake up, they're in jail. Oh, what happened? Or they're driving drunk, they had a big accident. Just enjoying, got in your car, enjoyed so much, and now you're in jail, you killed somebody, you might have to be in jail for a long time. But in the mode of goodness, then, in the beginning, there's some tapasya, just like Lord Shiva. He drank a whole ocean of poison when the ocean of nectar was being churned. Even though it was an ocean of nectar, poison came out. Whoa. In the eighth canto. And when the poison came out, it manifested like snakes, scorpions, different poisonous things. So Lord Shiva, he said, no, I, as one of the leaders of the universe, of course, Lord Shiva is very humble, but he said, it's my obligation. Tapyanti lokatapena sarvo. What is it? He said, tapyanti lokatapena. Tapyanti means to accept some type of tapasya voluntarily. So those in the mode of goodness, what to speak of, pure goodness, they're accepting voluntarily to deliver the conditioned souls, just like Prabhupada. He wasn't interested in his own sense gratification. His idea was always, we don't know what always, but at least from the time of meeting Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, who told him, now you should, and other times he said, if you get money, you print books. This whole ashram, the one especially in Calcutta they had, Agunjvalbe, there'll be fire in the ashram, fire in the mat. You should go out. You could sell that marble, print books, give them to Divyanga. So Prabhupada's idea was to accept. We just heard last week, Prabhupada came to Boston. Why have you brought me here? Everyone here is in a mode of passion, ignorance. He could see without even getting off the boat. Maybe he got off the boat, got it back on, went to New York. He could see. Calcutta, cities in India. I mean, there's mode of passion, definitely, but now, of course, increased. But still, I remember first going to Calcutta, and so many people wore dhotis. Nowadays, I probably had less. In 1974, end of 73, 4, you could see still many people wearing, oh, it's very interesting. So there was some Vedic culture, now diminishing day by day. So Lord Shiva said, Sarvo, the Sadhu's business is to accept tapasya. So Prabhupada took this also. Tapyanti lokatapena sarva praiso jana parama radhanam tari purusha shakiradmana. This is the greatest form of paramarat, of worship of Krishna, is to drink the poison. Of course, we cannot imitate. It also said there in the Bhagavatam, don't try to imitate Tejas Siyam Nadoshaya. Those who are greatly powerful, like Lord Shiva, they can drink an ocean of poison. Sometimes some bogus guru will come along and say, I am Shiva, Shiva Ham. They say it. They all get together, they all Shiva. Drink the ocean of poison then, rascal. You Shiva, Shiva Ham, drink this. One drop, finished. There's some snake, they say, in Australia that one drop, they can kill 500,000 people when they put it in the water supply. Of course, they're not doing. Luckily, that snake is not seen. So, Prabhupada apparently, or he said it, he was in the ashram of his Guru Maharaj in Mayapur, and there was a snake. I think the story was even in the Lilamrita about the snake. There was a snake there, and Srila Bhakti Santa came to the balcony. He said, kill the snake. And Prabhupada somehow, he said, at least, he said he wasn't thinking of the shloka, but Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, one of the shlokas, which is Prabhupada referencing here. Tadyachamanya masaras. What is it? Tadyachamanya masaras. Bayadyam. Yes. Mahudeja sadurapi brishchika sarpahatya. Lokascha nivritamita pratyanti sarve. Rupam the shringa vibhayanti janas maranti. Anyway, it's a shloka and highly recommended. Raise your hands if you don't like that shloka. Okay. You don't like it? You have to memorize it. So the shloka says that. Tadyachamanyavasaras, what's that last word? Chatatvayadya. So after Hiranyakashipu was killed, then Prahlad Maharaj started offering all these prayers. So I forgot the number of that shloka, but 20 something. Huh? 14. That wasn't 14. So number 14. Yatcha manya. Manya means anger. So Prahlad Maharaj is speaking there. How many people could memorize Prahlad's prayers when they were five? He actually spoke them, but anyone? Nobody? Okay. Hands down. So he was speaking his prayers at five. Tadyatcha manya masaras chahatas trayadya. That's it. Adya means today. Today, this demon, this serpent, has been killed, full of poison. Then he says, Modeta means to be pleased. Modeta, even the sadhus, like Prabhupada says here. Sadarapi brishchika, brishchika means the scorpions. Brishchika sarpahatya, the scorpions or snakes, when they're killed, even the sadhus are pleased. Of course, in Florida, there's many harmless snakes. We shouldn't kill every single snake. There's garden snakes. But I remember in Mayapur, there was often, you could say often enough, there was cobras that would bite people. All over India, people die. I think there's like 50, 100,000 people. India's not big on statistics, but a lot of people die from snake bites. But I remember talking to Vishnu Das, another artist, in 70, might have even been, I don't know, actually. Could have been 77 or 5, but. So we were talking, you know, there's a long, long building. What do they call it, the long building? So it ends near the road. So there's like a thing there, something. There's a wall on one side. And we were just talking about something, and he was about 3 feet from me, and there was a little cobra crawling between his feet. And I said, Vishnu, there's a cobra between your feet, and I just jumped backwards, and he jumped the other way. So that's, snakes are scary. And, you know, we, some devotee was bit, I think Chaitanya Jivan, and there was like the local Muslim, quote, witch doctor, what do they call them? I don't know what they call them, but they know secrets of mantra chanting. Mantra shodiva sa sarpa. Chanakapanda has that great famous sloka that sarpa krat kala krat sarpa krat that more than a sarpa is a envious person. So this person, he's the king of the envious people, this Aranyaksha. So we want to avoid becoming like Aranyaksha. We read in a long time ago, it seems like, how they puffed up and walking like this. You see, people lifting weights and, you know, getting a really... You think all the Kshatriyas had to do that also. And they are also boastful. Not always demoniac. But it, the bodily concept is very nicely described there. So, sarpakura, kalakura, kalakura, more than the serpent is the envious person. Svastyastu visvasha kala prasiditam. Jayantu bhutani shifo mitodaya. I noticed that in the Nrisimha Avatar movie. Then, I think maybe the only Bhagavatam shloka that was quoted was that shloka. It's from the fifth canto of Prahlad's prayer. Raise your hand if you know that shloka. I think my wife knows it. So I'm sure these guys over here in the peanut gallery know that shloka. Swastyastu vishvasha kala prasiditam. So Prahlad Maharaj, all the sadhus, Lord Shiva, they're praying that all these envious persons will be pacified. Prasiditam, kala prasiditam. Dhyantu bhutani shivo mitodhya. Shivam, they will... Several words there mean auspicious, and Shiva means, Lord Shiva's name is, means auspicious also. And they will think mitodhya, they will think of each other's welfare. That doesn't go on. That's why this material world is so poisonous. Not only is it already full of sense gratification, but everything's polluted, full of poison. You have to be very careful. Oh, you look at the label, oh, this stuff's poison. There's many foods in America, they won't even... They can't export it anywhere because no other country wants to eat that food. But in America, they are very expert at tricking. Like here, they're tricking Maya. They'll trick the little kid. Oh, mommy, can you get this? It's garbage, poison. The parents are also fools. They buy it. Other countries, they won't even produce it. It's illegal. But here, they're conjuring tricks. So many tricks of Maya. So the demons are expert at conjuring tricks. Like when Dhruva Maharaj was fighting the Yakshas, they're actually demoniac. And so Dhruva Maharaj was such,
so fierce that he killed so many yakshas. One, his brother was killed by a yaksha, and they had to have Manu and Lord Brahma come and try to convince him. Stop killing these guys. Even though they were demons, he was killing them. He was so good at it. Woo! Well, just by holding his breath, he could make the demigods suffocate. I guess he could kill a few yakshas. But they had many tricks, and so they created this, describe also Maya tricks. And many times trick, these different conjuring tricks. Do they use it here? Conjuring tricks. Be surprised how many times Prabhupada used this word. It comes up. Very tricky. So those yakshas, they were able to create this whole illusion. You see the painting Pariksit did of things. Of course, it's just a painting, a nice painting, but imagine, like, Dhruva Maharaj was flipped out. Even he was flipped out because the tricks were so amazing that there were bodies falling from the sky, pus, urine stool, marrow, pieces, body parts, torsos falling out of the huge sound, like it sounded like the entire ocean was exploding. And it's like, wow. So, but nowadays they create these things. Certain sounds, they were able to penetrate people's ears like a weapon. So they may not do it by mantra, but they're creating all this misery. Already, Vairivarga, what's the line? Shri Bhakti Marga Hikantika Koti Rudha. So, Kalakalir Balina Indriya Bhairi Varga means that Prabodhana Saraswati is telling that the senses are always very powerful. They're very willing to trick us. They're like serpents also. Prabhupada gave the example that the senses, we should think our senses are so powerful and so dangerous, like snakes, that Prabhupada said, if I bring a bag of snakes, actually I could think of a bag of snakes because I'm seeing people collecting snakes. So the snakes are put in like a burlap sack, and they do something with the snakes. Prabhupada said, if I bring these snakes in here, everyone will run immediately. And actually in 74, because a snake was in Prabhupada's bathroom. Everybody knows this story? Yeah, but I was there. So the snake, so I was going up the stairs and to the Brahmachari third floor, and on the second floor, you could see, I don't know how they judge, in India, the second floor becomes the first floor, the ground floor, they have so many different ways, but the floor above Prabhupada's was the Brahmachari. So you have to pass Prabhupada's floor going up the stairs. And usually it was almost dark, so there wouldn't be anything going on there. But then I looked over as I'm going up on the landing and ready to go up. I see, wow, there's people there, something. And Prabhupada is there too. And it's nearly dark, but Prabhupada's kind of effulgent. So when you look over, and you, even though you see four or five other devotees, but Prabhupada, like, so he was actually, he was leaning on the veranda, on the, what do you call it? And so when I went there, paid the basis, and he said, oh, yeah, there's a snake. Prabhupada saw a snake in his bathroom. And we get different versions of that story. Jayapataka's got one version, quite different than Shudakirti's version. My version is just what I saw, which was that everybody was kind of searching for the snake because the building wasn't even finished and the piping, they figured the snake got up through the piping. They didn't know how the snake got up. And then there was this idea that, and I forgot even if they got the snake, they didn't catch any snake. They were looking with flashlights. Rasa Parayan and they were looking up because snake always has a partner, another snake. That's what they were thinking. So everyone was frantic looking for the snake. There was about 5-6 devotees there. And I was just standing there like, whoa, hope the snake doesn't get us, you know. But I wasn't going to leave. There's Prabhupada, right? Who's going to go anywhere? And Prabhupada was like completely relaxed. And he's kind of leaning against the veranda railing. And he says, so many men for one snake. It's something you would never forget in 10,000 trillion eternities. The way Prabhupada was completely aloof. He's leaning there and he said, so many men for one snake. Like, big deal. And everybody else was frantically looking for the snake. It was dangerous, but Prabhupada was unfazed. So then Pradyumna was particularly, he's a kind of a funny guy, dramatic, kind of interesting fellow. So he was really worried, more than the others even, seemingly. He didn't know if he was going to sleep in the building. So, well, I don't know how to sleep in the building, and maybe if I go on the roof, but maybe the snake will go to the roof. He's thinking out loud, like, so, it's hysterical, actually, when you think back. If he didn't get bit, we didn't get bit. So then he actually said, maybe I could sleep on a shelf. You know, the shelves in those rooms are cement shelves about, you know, 18 inches. You sleep on there, man. You got to have good balance or don't mind falling on your head when you roll off or something. And you probably wouldn't get too much sleep. Cement, straight cement, wouldn't fit anybody. So anyway, so I went to sleep after that. And when I woke up, after Mangal Arati, I went to Prabhupada and his door opened and the sun was just hitting Prabhupada in the face. I was just coming up, so it was glinting, you know, beautiful. And Prabhupada said, door open, and immediately Prabhupada said, so anyone was bit by the snake? But he had like this very subtle, Prabhupada could only have such a subtle smile, nobody in the universe. It was not really a smile, but it was an ironic look. His look was, anyone was bit by the snake? Like, yeah, can't forget it. Anyone was bit by the snake? Wasn't smiling, but it was kind of funny. It was so far out. So then he walked, you know, figure from Prabhupada's door to get to the stairs is about maybe to the end of the room. And you have to make a left and go down the stairs. So he stopped just as he got to the stairs. And then he said, Pradyumna has fled. And that was funny because anyone who remembers Pradyumna, no, there was a rumor he might move here or something. I don't know. He stays in New York. But anyway, it's kind of funny in my mind because I was thinking Pradyumna was always having, Prabhupada used to accuse him, but kind of jokingly chastise him because he used to collect so many books. And he had trunks full of books. He had trunk of books here, there, stashed somewhere there in Calcutta, another one in Delhi. Books. So in my mind, I thought of Pradyumna fleeing with trunks of books like on balanced on his head, you know, those steel trunks. And probably could say it in such a way that you'd actually think of such a thing. Pradyumna has fled. So then in the class, probably went on the walk, and in the class, it was Kunti's prayer all about the Kevayam Nama Rupa Bhyam. Give me the rest, I forgot. She's speaking that just my association with the Pandavas is just a name. What's the rest? Rupa Bhyam. So, yeah, Rishikanam Eveshitu. Because even though we have a big name like the Pandavas, but as soon as the soul leaves the body, that's useless. It isn't going to help us. So Prabhupada gave the analogy of the building. Of course, in those days, it was a big deal, the Lotus building. Now there's so many buildings in Mayapur. You can't want to get rid of them. But he said, we are in this four-story marble building, but if nobody's in this building, it is useless, he said. Just like a body without life. And still, even though we have our big four-story building, the snake is there. Prabhupada said, the snake is there. And what is the snake? The snake is death. So Kala Sarpa, Patali, Papkaya, Damstrayati, sometimes, many times, the word Kala and Sarpa go together in Sanskrit. Kala, Kala, Kalina, I can't remember. So Kala means time. Sarpa, I don't remember boys killing snakes. They probably had to sometimes, but whenever there was this cobra near the around close by, then somebody would call a mystery. Mystery means one of the workers. But they give him the word mystery. I don't know literally what it means. It means master, maybe, or something. It's a glorified word, but and he would come and kill the snake. Somebody would come. One time I saw the snake, a cobra, hypnotize a frog. What's that verse? Bile batarakrama vikramanye nishinvata. The snake hole, or you're calling death. Now, Chopa Gayat Yuragai Gata, and Sukadeva Goswami speaking, that if you croak like a frog, the snake will of death will be more attracted, and you'll be finished more than you would normally if you're speaking some Bake Kola Hole. Tachava Tavat, Tatsabata Vijapat, Bake Kola. Bake means the frogs. Kola Hole. They make a big racket. And in those days, probably spoke about it, but it's unimaginable, but the bullfrogs in Mayapur at that time, they made such a racket, you hardly sleep. I mean, the constant racket of these frogs. And in those days, there were no wall, so the local people, they used to catch frogs and spear them and kill them. They had like a stick, and they had some business, they would sell them for food or something. Anyway, so they would be speared. And I was watching this cobra hypnotize this little frog. Well, maybe it was a big frog. Literally saw the frog, and I saw the cobra, because I was painting, and I didn't want to disturb it was Bhagavatam class, and you could see out the open gate, the door, how the snake was hypnotizing the frog for quite some time. I thought, well, the snake's going to eat this frog, but he was just waiting. It was just the cobra was doing like this for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or I don't know. And the frog was just hypnotizing. He finally, boom, ate him. Anyway, the business of Mayapur, you know, it's going on in the material world. So the snake is dangerous. It's eating. And there's so many tricks here. Brahmaji is worried. You would think that he's the creator of the universe, that he wouldn't be that worried, but he's speaking here. Though the child, sometimes Krishna is compared to a child. We were just discussing the shloka at the end of the rasa dance. There's Parisvanga Abhimarsha, that Shukadeva Goswami speaking this incredibly beautiful verse where Reme Reme Sho, Gopi Sundari Bir, Yatarbako, Yatarbako, Yat, Pari, what is it? Pati Bimba, Brahmana. What does it say? You memorize it? Yeah. That Krishna is compared, his rasa dance is compared to like a child playing with his own reflection. The gopis are just expansions. It's just a beautiful verse. Reme Reme Sho Rajasundari Bir Itarbaka Pati Bimba. Anyway, the last word I got, but just looking at it. Anyway, it's a wonderful sloka comparing. Arbaka is a boy also. Arbaka's word is used for Prahlad when he was bowing in front of Narsingadeva. Narsingha embraced him because he was such an innocent boy, and then he offered all these prayers. So he's empowered to offer the prayer. Tad yat jamanya masaras chahatas tvayaja muldeita sadara. So that verse saying, give up your anger. Prahlad Maharaj saying, please, give up your anger now. He was still angry. even after killing Hiranyakashipu. And then lokascha nivritam ita patyanti sarve. Lokascha nivritam, all the world's lokas are pleased. Nivritam ita patyanti sarve. Why are they pleased? Because rupam the sringa vibhaya janasmaranti. They'll be able to think of your form now, like eternally, think of this form of Nrisingadeva. So Brahmaji, he's appealing here. Since the demon was more wicked, undesirable than a serpent, there was no need to play with him. Mantra Shodivasasa. So by mantra, there's several places in the Bhagavatam where it says devotees are offering prayers and mantras. This mantra Shodhi, you can control Krishna by also. So Krishna also has many tricks. We read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sabha Nishtarite Prabhu. Sabha Nishtarite Prabhu. Kripa Avatar in Adi 7th chapter, Adi Lila. Sabha Nishtarite Prabhu. Kripa Avatar. Sabha Nishtarite Chaturi Apar. Chaturi means tricks. Very clever. Like Chaturatma means he's clever. Soul, Chaturatma, and also Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is very clever. So one of his most famous tricks is that he took sannyas. Naham vipra nacha narapatir. Mahaprabhu also said, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a sannyasi, nacha narapatir, I am not a kshatriya, anything. Griha. But still he takes sannyas because he was trying to deliver. So similarly, what Prabhupada said, as acharya, different acharyas have different tricks, different methods. So Prabhupada also had said sometimes, I have tricked you all. I have tricked you all into worshiping Krishna. And who of you would have worshipped Krishna? But you thought, oh, here's just an old man. He needs some help. Let me help him. And that expanded to 5,000 disciples, or almost. And many of them hardly ever saw Prabhupada even, but because others were. So this is a trick that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at 24 years, there are so many persons he was trying to deliver, all listed there by Kaviraj Goswami. The Nindas, Nindakas, the Kutarkikas, the Mayavadis, all these persons, the Paduya, what are they called? The Adama, Paduya Adama, the fallen pundits and scholars, the false logicians, just like Sarvabhauma, and the blasphemers like Prakashananda. So all of them had to be delivered. So they weren't, in those days, especially even now, not respectful toward household sometimes. Sarvabhauma was a respectable person, but he was a Mayavadi. He was a logician. He used to train the sannyasis, actually, in Vedanta Sutra and in Sanskrit, various things. So, but usually they weren't respected as like a sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this sannyas order at 24. So they could not escape. And he also, it says, kshamasha, kshama. He forgave all these blasphemers. And so he used to deliver them. So he had so many tricks. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the acharyas, they have tricks. Krishna has so many tricks. Maya Dhanava, think of tricks that, who was laughing, Draupadi, when he saw Duryodhan, he was walking in the palace created by Maya Dhanava. What was it called? The Sabha. And he thought there was water, and he lifted up his dhoti. It looked like water. That's exactly what it was, though. He couldn't tell the difference. He fell. So the crystals, you're saying, Hans is saying that they still have such things in Japan. Crystals in the water, is that true? You've seen it? She hasn't seen it. Yeah, well, anyway, Maya Donovan was more potent than what guys we have now, for sure. And he created this huge assembly hall. I once tried to do a drawing of it, and I thought, how can I draw this thing? It's impossible. Even the outside, you know, huge, make a big... So there's so many tricky things. Can't be figured out. Every day, there's so many things can't be figured out. They discovered, you know, underneath the pyramid, now there's like 3,000-foot pillars that look, you know, perfectly made like 12, 15,000 years ago. Who did that, you know? Who put those temples in South India with the 80, 100-ton stones on top? You know, you can't even figure out how to do it now. But they were doing like that. And that's not even 5,000, that's only like 2,000 years ago. So there's many tricky things can't figure out. And so Maya's always trying to trick us. Maya literally means that which is not. So whatever we're seeing Maya, we're seeing Maya everywhere. It's not what it looks like. It looks like something, but it's just these tiny, tiny little atomic, subatomic particles. It looks like a real person's walking there. But. Okay, so was any discussions, questions here?
You never finished the story about Chaitanya Jivan. It was kind of interesting.
He got bit by a snake.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the Chaitanya Jivan was bit by a snake, and the Muslim, what do they call it, shaman? He figured out how to, he had some...
I remember what he said. He put a copper plate on his back, and it stuck without anything. It just stuck on there. And he chanted all these mantras, and he said when the copper plate fall, he chanted all these mantras, and he also massaged his toe, and all this black stuff came out. And he said when the copper plate...
You heard Chaitanya Jivan tell the story?
Mm-hmm, yeah. When the copper plate fell off, then he said, you're no longer in danger. He was able
And that's a Muslim chanting mantra. This is not like a Brahmin chanting mantra. So imagine... Actually, those Muslims, there was one other, Adalat was that Muslim, I remember his name, but there was Chaku, and he was not a, you know, he didn't chant the mantras, but he loved Prabhupada. He used to sit in Prabhupada's room. Sometimes I'd pass him walking, and I'd say, ki hoiche, what's going on, or something, and he'd say, Bhagavan Sabjani, he'd say, Bhagavan knows everything, so. Some of those Muslims are very pious. Anything else? No? Puri? I mean, Pundarik? Okay, no more. Hari Bol, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.